Welcome once again to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics in the First Star Logistics studios, as always. And it's time now for keys to the game. We're talking about divisional playoff game. Big time. Knocked off the Raiders, advanced to Nashville to play the Titans. When you think Titans, you think Derrick Henry. He's 6'3". 247 pounds they list him at, so he's probably over 250 at this stage of the season. And this guy is a beast. His size-speed ratio is off the charts. He's one of those running backs, and there are many of them in the National Football League, that can run you over and then run away from you. I mean, he was timed over 21 miles an hour, closer to 22 miles an hour at his fastest speed on the football field. That's Ja'Marr Chase-type speed. And this guy's as big as he is. That should be illegal. He has a lethal stiff arm. Seen him stiff arm players and throw them around like they're rag dolls. He is a specimen physically. How much will he play? He hasn't played since Halloween. Broken foot, broken right foot. When he plants that right foot and turns up the football field, all that torque, all that pressure that's going to be on that foot, will he be able to hold up? Will he get 15 to 18 snaps? Carries in the football game? Will it be closer to 25 to 30? It's going to be interesting. I think the flow of the game, a lot of factors are going to determine how much Derrick Henry plays. But when he does play, the one thing that you cannot allow him to do is to get a full head of steam, because, man, that's when he can destroy people. You got to make him stop his feet, make him make his first cut before the line of scrimmage or right at the line of scrimmage. And if he gets into the linebacker level and beyond, running full speed, he can do some serious damage. Make him, when he gets those shoulder pads square to the line of scrimmage, north and south, a load. Make him go east and west. Make him run east and west. Don't allow him to go north and south. Make him run toward the sideline. Make him turn his pads to the sideline. When he is running straight downhill with his pads squared up, oh! When he's running east and west toward the sideline with his pads facing the sideline, a lot less damage. Another thing that the Titans do so well on first and second down, they have a very effective screen game. I'd screen pass the football to Derrick Henry. Are you kidding me? He can catch the ball, first of all, out of the backfield. And then you have him in space against defensive backs. The dude, like I said, is about 250. That's a size mismatch. So on first and second down, be aware of their screen game. It's a pretty good screen game. And don't fall asleep on Dante Foreman. This guy is a 230-pounder himself. Dontrell Hilliard, it's a three-headed monster at that running back position. That's the key, first and foremost, is to handle their running game. I'm not saying you're going to be able to stop it, but you're going to have to control it. And, statistically, they're fifth in the National Football League running the ball, over 141 yards a game, and they're more toward the middle of the pack, 14th, averaging 4.4 yards per rush. The other side of it, a Mike Vrabel coach team, is they stop the run. So the Bengals are going to have to get their genetic phenomenon going, get Joe Mixon going. Joe Mixon can punish defensive players just like Derrick Henry can. When Joe Mixon gets those shoulder pads squared up north and south and lowers those pads, Joe Mixon can run you over and run away from you as well. And it's going to be a challenge to get him in some space and let him do his thing. Screen the ball to Joe Mixon as well. Really good screen guy. Get him out in space against smaller people. Everything I just talked about with Derrick Henry, do it for Joe Mixon as well. And let Joe Mixon's numbers compare to Derrick Henry and the entire running game of the Titans, I think, is going to be a big factor. The Titans hold the opponent to 84.6 yards per game rushing, second best in the NFL. They only allow 3.9 yards per rush, fourth best in the NFL. So the running game, that's what Mike Vrabel's all about. He wants to run the football down your throat, and he wants to control and contain your running game. The Bengals are going to have to control the running game of the Titans and get theirs going a little bit. You know, there's multiple ways to look at it. I think this is going to be a study in contrast. I think that the Tennessee Titans are going to run the football to set up their passing game. The Bengals may throw the football to set up their running game. It may be just the opposite. The Tennessee Titans will that once they get that running game going, they'll do play action pass. They'll do bootlegs. They'll do naked bootlegs. I mean, they have a very mobile quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill has rushed for 7 touchdowns 2 years in a row. This year, 7 rushing touchdowns, tied for 14th in the NFL. He's rushed for 270 yards, averaging almost 5 yards a carry. He's 7 for 8 on 3rd and 1, so he converts on the quarterback sneaks. I mean, this guy can beat you with his feet and can beat you with his throwing arm. At Texas A&M, his freshman year, he played wide receiver at an all-conference level. This is an athlete. Ran great routes, caught the football well. Did the first game that he played at wide receiver, covering college football, the Big 12 for Fox, and he's very effective. And, you know, you think about how many quarterbacks in the NFL played, wide receivers in the NFL, I should say, played the quarterback position before transposing themselves to wide receiver. Happens at the collegiate level, happens in high school. Well, they have an advantage because they see the field through a quarterback's eyes running routes. How about a quarterback that has played wide receiver? Same thing. He sees the field through a wide receiver's eyes. And there's not many of those. Not many of those guys went from wide receiver to the quarterback position and are now playing in the National Football League. So Ryan Tannehill gives you a little bit different perspective there. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And both of these quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and Ryan Tannehill, can extend plays. So you have to stay in your rush lanes. You have to, you know, contain Ryan Tannehill. Don't let him get out in space and extend and create plays and try to make big plays that way. I think this game is going to be all about rhythm. Rhythm for players and rhythm for play callers. In last week's football game against the Raiders, Zach Taylor was bemoaning the fact that he never got in a good rhythm calling plays in the red zone. That's why the Bengals only scored 2 touchdowns and 5 red zone opportunities. He felt like he never put them in the best position to succeed. So I think whatever coaching staff gets in the rhythm faster in this football game to get their players off and running is going to be get a leg up. And I think taking advantage of a fast start, an early score. The Bengals don't want to fall behind the Tennessee Titans by 2 scores, by 10 or 14 points, because they'll just put you in the meat grinder. And then you're going to have to throw the ball almost every down. You don't have any choice at that point. You're playing right into their hands. So getting off to a good start, scoring early, not falling behind by multiple scores, that's all going to be a big factor. Third down is going to be a monumental factor as well. The Titans convert 43.5%, 8th best in the NFL. Defensively, they only allow 36.7%, 6th best in the NFL. So what they do is they convert on third down, extend drives. They don't let you convert on third down, and they get the ball back for their offense. They're number 2 in the NFL in time of possession, 32 minutes and 40 seconds a game. Green Bay has them by 3 seconds, 32 minutes and 43 seconds per game. So they want to control the clock. And third down is a big way to do that. They stay out of third and long. They try to put you in third and long. And third and long is the down where they'll mix man coverage and give you multiple looks in cover 2. They'll play cover 1 man. Then they'll also play a little cover 2. And they'll give you different looks in that cover 2 and disguise things. They're not a heavy pressure team. But on third and long, that's when Mike Vrabel and company comes up with some exotic looks and some different things. From pressure package standpoint, a little more unorthodox. They challenge you a little bit more mentally and physically. So that's going to be a big factor, how you perform on third down. The one thing, though, getting back to Derrick Henry, the running game and all that sort of thing, bottom line is you have to put your big boy pads on, the biggest big boy pads you can find, because Derrick Henry's big. They have 2 wide receivers, Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, that weigh over 220 pounds. I mean, they're just a big, physical football team. The left side of their offensive line, Taylor Lewan and Roger Saffold, Pro Bowlers, big, physical, maulers in the run game. They like to throw you around. Ben Jones at center has been around a long time. He likes to do the same thing. The left side of that offensive line can be pretty dynamic. They've been beaten up, but now they're back healthy. They're getting healthy at the right time. Mike Vrabel had to deal with 91 players during the course of the season due to injury and COVID issues. 91, NFL record. And they went through a little stretch where they went 1-3. and they had some injuries they were dealing with. Now they're starting to get healthy at the right time as playoffs are underway. They're getting more and more people back. So the Bengals are getting beaten up in the defensive line. The Titans are getting people back. It's all about timing. So that's going to be an interesting thing to monitor. And we talk about the injuries up front for the Bengals in the defensive line, not having Larry Ogunjobi. That's going to be a major blow. DJ Reader and BJ Hill took a ton of snaps last week. How many snaps will Josh Tupou be able to take, if any? Tyler Shelvin, will he step up and do his thing in the interior of the defensive line? Zach Kerr, who they just picked up, how many snaps can they get out of him? How effective will he be? How quickly will he pick up terminology? He's played a lot of snaps in the National Football League. He just has to get the terminology right when he hears a call. Oh, yeah, that means what this was, you know, when I was with the Arizona Cardinals, my most recent football team. But he's been with a few football teams. I think he's going to play and probably be able to function pretty darn well. So all of those things are key. But this is going to come down to turnovers. I mean, it's all about turnovers. Once you get into the playoffs, possessions are playoff gold. They're currency. And you don't want to give any away. You want to get more than the Tennessee Titans get. Over a four-game stretch, when the Titans went 1-3 in their three losses, they went minus 13 in the turnover department. Minus 13. They had 13 giveaways, no takeaways. They were minus 5 in a loss at home against the Houston Texans, 22-13. They were minus 4 in a blowout loss at New England, 36-13. They were minus 4 in a loss to Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh. They outgained the Steelers running the football. Steelers rushed for 35 yards. They rushed for 201, and they lost 19-13 because they were minus 4. So turnovers are going to be massive in this football game. The Bengals are 7-2 when they're plus, 3-0 when it's even, 1-5 when it's negative turnover ratio. Tennessee is 6-1 when they're plus, 0-1 when it's even, 2-4 when it's negative turnover ratio. So the Tennessee Titans, this football team, when you look at it, at the quarterback position again, Tannehill, 14 interceptions. He fumbled the ball 10 times, lost 4 of them. He had 18 turnovers at the quarterback position. He's vulnerable in the pocket. Trey Hendrickson, he's had sack strips multiple times this year. Can he do it again against Tannehill? Can Sam Hubbard do it from the other side? He's vulnerable in that area. You have to take advantage of it. In the red zone, last week's playoff game, the Bengals went 2-for-5 in the red zone. Well, the Raiders went 1-for-5. They did a better job in the red zone. And the Bengals offense has to rebound a little bit. Tennessee was 5th in the NFL offensively in the red zone, 7th in the NFL defensively in the red zone in terms of red zone touchdown. So that's going to be a big factor. When you get in the red zone, you have to score 7. Don't settle for 3. That's going to be a factor. Here's the key stat. 3 teams have run the football more than they've thrown it: Philadelphia, Tennessee, and New Orleans. 4 teams have run for more touchdowns than thrown for touchdown passes: Philadelphia, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Carolina. Just 2 teams that have run the ball for more yards than they've thrown it and rushed for more touchdowns than they've had touchdown passes. That's Philadelphia and Tennessee. Those 2 teams made the playoffs. Philadelphia just got knocked out. Tennessee's still alive. But that's interesting. The Tennessee Titans want to beat you up and run the football down your throat if they possibly can. They have 23 rushing touchdowns, 3rd most in the National Football League. That's what they're all about. That's what they want to do. And here's maybe in my mind one of the biggest keys, if not the biggest key: play to win. Don't play not to lose. You want to apply the pressure. You don't want to feel the pressure. And if you've got gadget gimmick plays that you feel good about for the Cincinnati Bengals, empty the bucket. Run them all. Throw caution to win. Don't leave anything in your pocket. You got to win this football game at all costs. And finally, like we talked about in the past, we talked about earlier podcast this week, the playoffs are all about the coaches making the same things look different and different things look the same. You're not going to change who you are, but you can give it different looks and create some uncertainty. Make the opposition not trust their eyes, not trust what they're seeing. That's the key to winning and losing in the playoffs. So we covered a lot. And really, the other thing that I should have mentioned, protection. Who's going to protect their quarterback? Who's going to pressure the opposition quarterback? The Bengals have given up 55 sacks, 30th in the league. Tennessee's given up 47 sacks. That's 24th in the National Football League. Tennessee has 43 sacks. That's eighth most in the NFL. The Bengals have 42. That's tied for ninth most in the NFL. So they're very similar in how they've pressured the quarterback and how they've not protected their quarterback very well. Tennessee Titans have three rushers that have over 8.5 sacks. Landry has 12, 10th best in the NFL. Autry has 9. And Simmons, the big tackle inside, has 8.5. Hendrickson has 14, 15 now counting the first game in the playoffs. 14 was fifth best in the NFL. Hubbard had 7.5 in the regular season, had 1 in the playoffs, 8.5 sacks. So which defensive ends, which pressure packages are going to be able to control the football game? The only way that you get to do it, though, you have to control the run and earn the right to rush the passer. In my opinion, third down, you have to avoid third and long like we talked about earlier. But the Bengals, if they can avoid third down, if Cincinnati can be effective on first and second down and maybe only face 7 third down conversion opportunities during the course of the game, that would be phenomenal. If they're faced 15 or more, tough duty, particularly if they're third and long, then you're in trouble. So put the Tennessee Titans in third and long, and in my mind, that's third and 5 or 6 or more. And if you're the Bengals, be in third and makeable, third and reasonable, which is third and 4 or less. I think that's going to be a big factor in this football game. A lot of things to think about. In the playoffs, there always are. But play a clean, smart football game. Avoid turnovers. Avoid penalties. Play to win the football game. Don't play not to lose the football game. The Bengals could come home with the W in the divisional playoff round and advance to the AFC Championship. How about that, Bengals fans? Hooday.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.